Yes, sir.
Case number 10,998, Michelle E. McCabe, west of Road 5, Oak Woodford Road, northeast of Oak Meadow Drive, being lot 48 within Oak Meadows Development, a variance from a side and front yard setback requirements for a through lot.
Good evening, members of the board, chairman, attorney, staff. My name is Doug Marshall. I'm here on behalf of the applicant for the Board of Adjustment hearing just announced. I have some exhibits that I'd like to present. We do have several of the neighbors who have agreed that this is an appropriate thing for their variance for their neighborhood, and I'd like to two of those to the secretary. I'm here tonight to...
Excuse me, Mr. Marshall.
Yes.
Is your client going to wish to speak? She'll need to be sworn.
I would like to swear in. This is Amy.
Yes, if she would, please.
Swear her in.
Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and place of residence for the record, please.
I'm Amy Schrader. I live at 23 Bryan Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Schrader, what's your profession?
I'm a realtor. I've been a realtor for 29 years, I think, now.
And are you familiar with the property that this variance request involves?
Yes, I am.
Involves? Okay. And if you feel it's appropriate, I'm going to put on the evidence, and then I will request a confirmation of her testimony as far as things like the value of properties, whether it's something that would be out of line for the neighborhood, those
Very
types
good.
Of questions. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Very well.
Okay. I'm here this evening for two variances, and as stated in the request, there's a 0.7 foot of variance being requested for the right side yard of the mobile home. The variance, it's currently set 9.3 feet at one point, probably 10 if you get to the corners. The second variance is to permit a shed, which is, because this is a through lot, it has two front yard requirements, 140 feet from Route 5 and 130 feet from the Oak Meadow Drive. And I'm going to take some photographs and blend them up to point out the issues involved in the variance.
Thank you.
The property is located in a GR district and would require a 10-foot side yard setback and normally a 20-foot rear yard setback and a 30-foot front yard setback. It's only 84 feet wide, so it's exceptionally narrow for a building lot, and with the mobile homes that are typically placed on them today, that run the length or the width of the lot, basically this particular unit is 56 feet in width, and on an 84-foot lot you have to try to get very close to one or the other side yard, and they attempted to do so when this was placed. It was placed prior to 1983. My investigation indicated that it was permitted and was CC'd. I think it's obvious that when you look at that first picture, you can see that the foundation is bowed out to accommodate a feature in the mobile home that might normally be a bay window or something, but in this case I haven't been inside, so I don't know why it was set up that way. But the corners by scale are 10, but it bows out and goes back in, and that makes it 9.3. And we're requesting practical difficulty in this case would certainly be to have to move the mobile home for a 0.7 foot encroachment for a very short period or length of the side of that mobile home. The other variance for the shed is also because this property is unique. It's a through lot, which means streets on either side, but typically the through lot would allow you entrance from both sides, therefore requiring in the general scheme of the code of having two 30-foot front yards. In this case, Route 5 is a numbered road in the county, which requires it to be a minimum of 40 feet. and the distance from the mobile home to the street is 56.7 feet. And this shed is typical of sheds in that community, which the other pictures depict. And it would not be possible to have that shed in that configuration, which the doors are on the front, in that 56.7 feet of land between the end of the mobile home and Route 5. The shed would be required to be in the rear yard, and if it was moved up, could only be moved up to 56.7, it would still violate that. And so we're requesting the variance because the Route 5 prohibits any access. And therefore, if you look at the pictures, you'll see that these are all backyards with fences and tree lines and sheds within the setback. I counted 12 houses from the entrance on Oak Meadow Drive, and then Oak Meadow Drive is parallel to Route 5 for 12 lots. One of the lots was vacant, and 11 lots were improved, and they all had sheds in the back. And a shed in Sussex County is almost a requirement if you have a mobile home. There's no storage in the mobile home, and therefore, without a shed, you've got no place to put your implements and so forth. And because it's a non-access highway, and because people have fenced right out to the street right of way, not to the pavement, but to the street right of way, for all practical purposes, it should be treated as a rear yard. to be sure that we'd meet the requirements, or at least put on evidence as to the requirements, I think that it's unique because of its narrow size, its limited building envelope. When you take 120 feet and you take 70 feet out of it for yards, you don't have much left. If it were a corner lot, it would be allowed to be 15 feet if they selected the front yard to be the Oak Drive. And so you actually have buildings within 15 feet, and this one is 17 feet.
Excuse me.
The possible development in strict conformity to the zoning ordinance without a variance, I think it would be at least a practical difficulty, if not a hardship, if you couldn't utilize that portion of the lot, given its narrowness and the distance and the fact that it's not accessible from the rear. Again, the reasonable use of the property, a shed may not need be a necessity, but it would certainly be a hardship for a mobile home owner to not have his accompanying shed. This was not created by the applicant. In this case, this property was sold, and I'm pursuing it on behalf of the seller, but for the purchasers. And looking at the pictures, it definitely won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will not impact on the use or value of adjacent properties, and I think it's in the best interest of the public welfare. It's the minimum required because we're not asking for anything other than to allow what's there to remain there. So that would be the least impact into the code's requirements, and I think would be certainly in the best interest of all the adjoining property owners as well. Amy, you've listened to my testimony. Do you swear or affirm that is true based on your knowledge as a realtor, those things that are applicable to that? All the other items, such as the CO and the permit and so forth, are in the record with the Board of Adjustment or the zoning office, and that's all we have.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
You said a CO was issued?
Was
a CO CC. Issued for the shed?
No.
Or a CC for the shed?
No.
Right? So that, there was no CC for the shed?
No, there was a building permit, but...
For the home and the sunroom, is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
There was a permit for the shed also, a
right.
building permit.
But it was never... certificate of compliance was never issued, correct?
Not that I could find on the record.
They were both obtained in 1983, the building permits. The CO for the house was not done until 2002, but they never closed out the shed and the deck.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's still open.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions?
No, that's all, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
Hearing none. Then are there, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Marshall did submit two letters in favor.
Two letters in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Three.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10998. The situation is uniqueness of the property. It's a two lot, okay, and variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think he's shown that. And the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair appropriate use of the development of the adjacent property. Mm-hmm. And the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. And request the variance is minimum that will afford relief. Mm-hmm. And the request of variance represents the least modification possible in the regulation use. And the CO has been issued. Well, a certificate of compliance has been issued for that.
1983.
April
the 4th of 1983. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,998. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Excuse me. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
For the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, again, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,998 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.